Building on the previous paragraph, we see here how Brendan draws upon multiple sources of evidence with respect to the United States' war on terror to drive home the point that the U.S., like Canada, might be better unified if it tolerated or even encouraged dissent. His topic sentence clearly explains why he thinks this evidence is relevant. He then draws upon evidence from one of the assigned texts, as well as current events and news media, to develop his point. It may be worth noting that Brendan wrote this paper in 2009. Finally, he supports it further with an example drawn from his personal experience of attending a meeting with Muslim American voters before the 2008 election. Note how he provides specific data, including reports of speakers' statements and their expressed desires to vote. This enables his readers to evaluate his argument and draw their own judgments. We do not have to rely on Brendan's authority alone.